Good morning. Yeah, welcome to the Sunday school class of today, 9th July 2023, where we'll be discussing apostasy. Before we go into the lesson, let us pray. Say, Almighty Father, please help all your children to continue to value the grace of God upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you'll help all your children to continue to value the grace of God upon their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we discussed reprobacy. Reprobacy was defined as a stage or character of being a reprobate. A reprobate is an unprincipled or depraved person. A reprobate is that which is rejected, or by implication, worthless. During the lesson, we learned about the nature of reprobates, that they desire to suppress the truth with wickedness. They also deliberately reject God in their imaginations and actions and tend to worship the creature rather than the Creator, as they are guided by the flesh and do not possess the Holy Spirit. They commit all manner of sins and are wicked, encouraging others to join their wicked ways. We also identify the dangers of reprobacy, among which are that reprobates become unclean and dishonor their bodies by practicing vile affections, such as homosexuality, bestiality, and those things that are not convenient. And because of this, they face the wrath of God. And we concluded that there is hope for them if they genuinely return to God, repent of their sins, and ask for God's mercy. Today, the Sunday school lesson, as previously mentioned, is apostasy. And the Bible passage is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, from verse 4 to 6. I read, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." The memory verse for today's lesson is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29, which says, "Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." To have better understanding, the memory verse in the Amplified Bible Version of Hebrews 10:29 says, "How much greater punishment do you think he will deserve who has rejected and trampled underfoot the Son of God and has considered unclean and common the blood of the covenant that sanctified him and has insulted the Spirit of grace?" Lesson introduction. As earlier mentioned, last week we discussed reprobacy. Whereas a reprobate is a person rejected as worthless by God because of grave sins he has committed, an apostate is a person who by himself has renounced a religion or faith. A person who has now fallen away from the truth, even though he once believed. The word apostasy is from the Greek word apostasia, which means defection or departure or revolt or rebellion. Apostasy is the formal disaffiliation from or abandonment of or renunciation of a religion by a person. It can also be defined within the broader context of embracing an opinion that is contrary to one's previous religious beliefs. It is an act of refusing to continue to follow, obey, or recognize a religious faith. We have two lesson outlines. The first one, the characteristics of an apostate, and the second one, the danger and hope. Lesson outline one, the characteristics. Before we discuss the characteristics of an apostate, we need to first identify two major forms of apostasy. The first one, falling away from key and true doctrines of the Bible into heretical teachings that claim to be the real Christian doctrine. And the second one, renunciation of the Christian faith, which results in a full abandonment of Christ, as we see in our memory verse of today. Now, the characteristics of the apostates include, one, they ignore the biblical warning of God's judgment on sin, as we see in Romans 15, verse 4. Two, they don't learn from the records of what God did to fallen angels and wicked nations, such as the account in Jude chapter 1, verse 6, of how angels who abandoned their proper dwelling place have been kept in eternal chains for judgment, or how God in Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25, rained down brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. Number three, they are morally perverse, rebellious, and defile the flesh. And number four, they speak evil against people and things they do not understand, like spiritual beings and dignitaries. Number five, they are ignorant about God. And number six, they proclaim false vision and have become self-destructive grumblers and fault finders. Number seven, they use flattery and arrogant expressions and mock God, as we see in Jude 1, 15 to 18. Number eight, they ignore God and his word, like Cain. And number nine, they are greedy and deceitful, like Balaam. And there are 10, they are rebellious against spiritual authorities like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Also, they are sensual, that is, they are carnal. And finally, they deny the lordship of Jesus Christ. These are the characteristics of apostates. Lesson outline two discusses the danger and hope. Dangers include, number one, the apostate would eventually fall away and depart from the truth of God's word and his righteousness. And another danger is that from our Bible reading of today, Hebrews 6, from verse 4 to 6, it can be deduced that it is impossible to restore apostates back to their faith by human effort. But there is hope for an apostate. In the first instance, like the backslider, the apostate can still return to God. As the Bible says in Luke 1:37, that, you know, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And secondly, the apostate who repents of his apostasy and humbly and genuinely calls on God will receive forgiveness. There is a caution, however. Every believer must pray for discernment, combat apostasy, and contend earnestly for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. In summary, today we are saying that believers should avoid apostasy totally, and those who have departed should cry to God for mercy and restoration. And in conclusion, apostasy is a dangerous trend that can lead to a point of no return. Therefore, all of us must be watchful. Let us pray. Let's say, Father, we know that nothing is impossible for you. Therefore, please restore the apostates in our society in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, we cry unto you, Lord, that because nothing is impossible for you to do, we ask that you restore all the apostates in churches, in our society, in our country, in our nation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father and our God, for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.